Lazard, we kind of need to talk.
Oh? Is this about those handcuffs? Oh, you're not alone.
No. This is very important. And Aunt Jill and Genesis agreed to come with me. It's going to be painful. But there's something we need to talk about.
Mr. Director, no one believes that you're straight. You can read Playboys in the employee lounge all you want, but you're not fooling anyone. Everyone knows that straight men do not read Playboy. They just stare at the pictures. The articles are there to keep the straight women and gay men occupied.
That doesn't prove anything. And neither does Scarlett asking me for hair care tips.
Look, it's okay. You can be straight with us. I mean, you can be honest with us.
Because there's no way you could ever be straight with us. Look, the double male insignia cufflinks were not the first tip-off, but they were a glaringly obvious one.
Well, then please enlighten me in all the ways that I failed to prove myself as a man's man.
No, you're a man's man, all right.
Take that pearl stud earring, for example. I mean, left ear alone pierced. It's pretty obvious.
I thought it was the right ear.
Wait, is it like the hanky code? Left for top, right for bottom?
Why does it even matter which side I have my earring on? Genesis wears more outrageous earrings than I do.
Yeah, well, you don't see us leaping up to defend his heterosexuality, do you?
Yeah! Hey, wait a minute.
Lazard, I could even forgive the white pants. White pants? But a purple jacket? That's not exactly a power color in corporate culture.
If you've been paying attention, I'm the youngest director on the board. Other than Rufus. But that is nothing but nepotism and brown nosing. I don't need power colors to validate my business prowess.
Lazard, honey. A purple striped jacket, white pants, and a cravat conveys things. The fact that you correct people who do not call it a cravat conveys similar things.
Don't call me honey at work.
Wait, you two are...
Aww, you two make such a cute little power couple. It's like two different gay pornos decided to get together and have a crossover.
What?
Like a businessman porno got together with a leather dom porno. It's all peanut butter and chocolate. Two great tastes that taste great together. As I'm sure you can attest.
Anjil, could you please not use the term leather dom to describe me in my outfit at every possible opportunity?
I just don't get that joke!
And that just makes it funnier since you're a poser and a half, Jen.
I am not! I have my own whole personal shtick! You know, with the poetry, and the book, and the apple juice.
And yet, you still dress like you went on a leather panty raid in Seth's closet, and then dyed everything so you wouldn't get caught.
Well then, Mr. Hewley, why don't you explain to us how you came to be so wise in the ways of fetish and skin flick?
You aren't friends with Sephiroth without learning a few things, as I suspect you know, sir. The rest? I'm a country boy. Well, technically so is Genesis, but he was homeschooled, so he doesn't count.
Yes, I do! I knew exactly what you meant when you talked about giving your puppy a pearl necklace.
Yeah, but you've never been to the self-entertainment store.
Oh, like that's something to brag about.
And in that store, I found the proof that Sephiroth was gay. Because in the back, right between the lube and the panties that said, slippery when wet, I found a replica Mazamune with his picture on the tag.
Oh.
I think...
There's a caucus in my mouth and
Sephiroth.
Wait,
he and the director are tongue splunking is proof Sephiroth is gay.
Ugh, for Shiva's sake, Seph. Not in front of Jen's innocent eyes.
I'm sorry, were you saying something about a sword?
I bought a sword of a sort.
How big?
None of your business.
You seem to like big swords.
Is there anyone in this room who doesn't like big swords? Okay then. Three-way?
Sure.
Alright.
Why? Why does this keep happening to me? Fuck them! I'm gonna go see Lovelace again and masturbate in the back of the theater.